The Abbé Béranger Saunière pondered the task before him. The Church of Mary Magdalene had been built upon Visigoth ruins and consecrated in 1059. Now, 8 centuries later, the inside was in ruin. The walls were crumbling, the foundation slipping away. It would take patience and stamina to repair.
"A mess,"
the man known as Rousset said to him.
"I agree."
A mason, Babou, was busy shoring up one of the walls.
"It will take much money to complete the repairs," Rousset said.
"Enormous amounts."
"Where do we start?" Rousset asked.
"We will begin with the altar. The people's focus is there," Saunière said.
Saunière was only 38. Over the past 5 years, he'd come to like Rennes. There were plenty of opportunities to study scriptures and perfect his Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. But the time had come to do something constructive. He approached the marble altar. The slab was supported by 2 columns, their exteriors adorned with Visigoth crosses and Greek letters.
"We shall replace the top and the pillars," he declared.
"How, Abbé?" Rousset asked. "There is no way we can lift that."
"Use this sledgehammer. There's no need for delicacy."
With a great heave, Babou hoisted the hammer and crashed it down onto the center of the altar. Another blow, and it shattered.
"Let's hold this away."
"We'll get it, Abbé," Babou said, setting the sledgehammer aside. "You pile it for us."
The 2 men lifted chunks and headed for the door. As they left, Saunière noticed that both pillars had survived the demolition. On the crown, in one of the pillars, he noticed a shallow mortise hole. Inside the cavity, he caught sight of a glimmer. He carefully blew away the dust. Yes, something was there. A glass vial. Not much longer than his index finger, the top sealed with wax. The vessel contained a rolled piece of paper. He was not aware of any recent work done to the altar, so it must have been secreted a long time ago. He freed the object from its hiding place.